This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep winding down the last few Parshiot in a Sefer Devarim, working our way up to the climax at Simchas Torah in really just a month or two, where we have the beautiful celebration of finishing, and of course that'll be the conclusion, God willing, of Season 3 in Tani Talks Parsha, and then we'll begin, God willing, with a new logo and a new look also at that point. Let's look at Parshas Kisavo. When you come to the land, we should be zochah that we really come to the land, when we really come and we really acquire the land with the Mashiach and the building of the third Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. May that day in fact be today. How wonderful that would be. Kisavo el ha'aretz. When you come to the land, you shall take the first of all the fruit of the land. The Rambam points out, everything that is for the sake of Hashem should be of the best and most beautiful. When one builds a house of prayer, when one builds a base medrash, builds a base kinesis, it should be more beautiful than his own dwelling. Not so difficult because our house is over 110 years old, Baruch Hashem, we redecorate and whatnot, but the crux of the fashion is that it is 100 and what years old? But in general, people should make things more beautiful than their own dwelling. Do more for Hashem than to do for yourself. That's why David HaMelech made himself a palace and felt bad. How could I live in a palace? David says in the end of Shmuel, I believe, before Melachim, when he's winding down his years, how could I live in this grand old palace? And Hashem's Aron is in a tent. I want to build a beautiful palace. And he asks Nathan and Avi, I believe, the great prophet. And Nathan says, I think it's a great idea. And David says, great, I'm going to get started. And David HaMelech comes to Nathan, or God, I think it was Nathan, in the middle of the night, mamish in the middle of the night, and says, go tell David right now, he needs to stop. He needs to stop, don't let him plan. And you would say, why is Hashem talking to Nathan, or God, whatever the prophet was, at that time of night? Why can't he talk to him at 9 a.m., 10 a.m.? This wasn't my question. Rabbi Rosner talks about this many years ago in one of his shiurim. And the fact is that Hashem did talk to the Navi at that time. Why? Because David was a doer. David was a mover and a shaker. David was very actively involved in the sake of Hashem, in the service of Hashem. Yes, he made different aspects in his life that might not have been the right decisions. We are not to judge. But David himself was kibiyachal on the phone, talking with contractors, with architects, with planning. He was already planning from the second that Nathan gave his go-to, that Hashem had to send Nathan in the middle of the night to tell David, you can plan, but you cannot prepare. You can gather things together, but you can't build it. There's too much blood on your hands. It has to be something that's brought in peacetime. Your son Shlomo will build it. You could gather the materials, you could prepare the way, you could lead the way, but you can't physically build it. But you know that preparing is as good as doing, because the Beis Mikdash is called Beis David. It's not called Beis Shlomo. It's given David's name, and the only reason that the doors open, by the way, when they sanctify it and they open it and they ceremoniously begin it, is in the merit of David. Shlomo tried opening the doors, the Midrash goes, the commentators explain, and only in the sake of his David, his father, was it open. So David had the idea that there should be more beautiful than for himself, should be for Hashem. When a person feeds the hungry, he should feed him of the best and the sweetest of his table. When he gives clothing to those who do not have clothing, he should clothe them with the finest of his clothes. When we donated throughout the years, there is Yad Lea, which is a beautiful organization that gives clothing to the needy in Israel. They come every year around, you know, October time in our town on Long Island, and they bring it after the holidays. They bring it to the Israel, especially in anticipation of the colder months of winter. I try to give my stuff to them. You know, every time the kids outgrow their shoes, I give the shoes to a local chesed drop-off in the Chinese store parking lot. But for Yad Lea itself, I try to give them, Blin Eder, what I can. You know, in previous years, we gave them 3 bags or 2 bags or 1 bag. And when we did a suit overhaul the other year, and I gave away 4 of my suits, I didn't just throw it in the trash, which would be very wasteful. I gave it to Yad Lea. Maybe someone else could benefit. And suits are considered finer clothing, a very simple solution how to do this. A person should do what he can. Whenever one designates something for a holy purpose, he should sanctify the finest of his possessions, as it is written in Vayikra, the choicest to God. The question becomes, though, when we have tashmishei, kedushei, tashmishei, mitzvah, and elements that are involved in a mitzvah, how beautiful are they? How sanctified are they? And how crisp and awesome are they? I'll spend so much for a house, lahavdil. I'll spend so much for a car. And I'll spend so much to find the best couch, the most comfortable couch. But how much do I spend for an Esrog box? Is it real silver? Is it silver at all? Is it in a fakak, the little plastic or cardboard container that everybody knows that I'm talking about that carries around? What type of Esrog Lulav set do I get? Do I get the $40 one? Do I get the $50 one? If there's a $100 one, can I afford the $100 one? Can I get the $150 one? Oh, that's pushing it too much. Can I get the medium one at least? Mahadrin. Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. They talk about only Mahadrin and Mahadrin for Hanukkah, but why not for anything else? Why not for Lulav, for Esrog? What does your sukkah look like? Are you using bamboo from 25 years ago? Are your mats from 18,000 years ago? Can you get new 2x4s? Our 2x4s were donated to a break front we broke down, and we moved it out of the house in order to redecorate, reorganize, make our house a little more beautiful, a little more decorated. Yes, it's 110 or 15 or whatever years old now in 2023. But we can redecorate, make it look nice, so we can feel more use in it to make the dining room for Shabbos and in general more dedicated and more beautiful, be involved in different things. And we moved the break front, we took out the wood, and now I don't have the wood, so I could get some more wood, God willing, for a sukkah, make sure the bamboo is okay, make sure that different decorations and different situations are good. Can I check my tefillin and see that they're okay, that see that they're good? I just realized that two of my plastic tefillin bags are worn down over time. They weren't fitted properly, so I said, no, it's time to fix this. This is a tashmishei mitzvah. It is used for a mitzvah. It is supporting a mitzvah of tefillin and talis. I have it in one bag, and I measured it, and I got a 12x15 bag for the Shabbos. Fits beautifully now. And a 12x15 bag for weekday fits beautifully. I also got myself specialized ones because I wanted ones that were a little more leather bound, even though I have ones that were sewn over the years, but I wanted ones that were more beautiful for the mitzvah and more tashmishei mitzvah for the mitzvah. So I got more beautiful ones because I wanted to spend on the mitzvah. Also the Shabbos candles, I wanted beautiful crystal ones, glass ones that match the theme and also bring out the sparkle, and got different, you know, brechos abayis and hadlakos neros. Not that they were thousands of dollars, but they beautified the room. It really elevated the room. You know, even getting the birkonim, the zimiros, the benchers that have a beautiful theme that we were able to etch our names into on either side. Different simple things to make things nicer, make things more beautiful. Get a talis that's nice. Have kosos for Shabbos that not only match the theme but are beautiful. Somebody just walked in the other day and said, wow, this is the most beautiful Kiddush cup I've ever seen. And I'm like, wow, thank you. And we had someone over and said, wow, you really tried to keep everything in the theme. Even your washing cup is so nice and matches so nice. And yes, how nice it is to have mitzvos that match, kippos that are nice, tzitzis that are nice, that are beautiful, and tefillin, checking them hopefully in Elul and making sure to replace the straps to beautify the mitzvah. Yes, we should do the best for Hashem, at least a mahadrim and a mahadrim. Why should it only be for Hanukkah? And how clunky are some people's menorahs from 20, 30, 40 years ago? I decided a couple of years ago that my bar mitzvah one was just wobbly too much, and yes, it could be fixed, but it just wasn't sturdy enough, so I keep it in a better, safer place, and instead I found one that's, you know, made out of silver, very pretty, very beautiful, has a prominent place in our mini break front that we did when we redecorated, that fits it perfectly in the bottom, and then there's a small top shelf for some tchotchkes and like a nice dreidel, glass dreidel. I felt like I wanted to beautify the different things. We need to beautify mitzvos. Kisavo, you come to the life. After 120 years, will you say that you beautified the mitzvos? Can you do what you did? Should bikurim just be by the fruits, or can you make your mitzvos your bikurim? Can you hit her and beautify your mitzvos? For Hanukkah, a beautiful menorah, beautiful candlelights. Don't just do candle wax that are 40 minutes. Get those ones that melt and could last the beautiful flames for 2 hours. Shabbos candles, get the candles that could last 2 hours. And I found these silver cups that say L'chavot Shabbos. How beautiful. It holds the candle, which is held by the foil, and it's there to beautify the container. I found them, and then I found a nicer knife, and I found a beautiful glass tray that holds the candles, and I found a matching knife and a lighter, you know, different ways to beautify Shabbos, beautify the mitzvah, simple ways to do so. We need to beautify the mitzvah. So if we're going to spend 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, a million on a house, how much can we spend on the mitzvahs that really are eternal, that really come with us, that really go with us? Ki savo, when you come to this life, you come to the next life. What can you take with you? Nothing but the mitzvahs, the Torah, the chesed you did, the things you tried to do to beautify and honor Hashem, the choices to Hashem. David wanted a better mikdash for Hashem. We should want the better mitzvahs for Hashem too. The rule should be the choices to God. It applies to all areas of life. If the school day must include both sacred and secular studies, the former should be scheduled for the morning when the mind is at the freshest and most receptive. If one's talents are to be divided between two occupations, one whose primary function is to pay the bills, and the second which benefits his fellow man, he should devote his keenest abilities to the latter. In devoting the first ripening fruits of his life to God, a person in effect is saying, here lies the focus of my existence. Quantitatively, this may represent but a small part of what I have and I am, but the purpose of everything else I do and possess is to enable this percentile of spirits to rise above my matter-clogged life. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, we want to make sure to do what we can, and yes, Bikurim is supposed to be from the seven species of the land, as Talmud and Rashi points out, but in our life, do what we can. We come to this life only 120 years, and we come to the next world. What can we take with us? Can we say that we spent on Shabbos? Can we say we spent on Yom Tov? We tried to beautify Shabbos and beautify Yom Tov. We tried to beautify the mitzvahs, having the tefillin. I've been looking for years for silver boxes in my 42 size of the Lubavitch tefillin that I got from my dad. Very difficult to find in 42 size. Very difficult to find even more so in lefty size. I'm blessed to be a lefty. I'm blessed to have these very big tefillin from Chabad from my dad when he was able to find those tefillin. They're great tefillin, but they're massive, hard to find that. So at least let me replace the boxes when they're worn down and loose, which I also did. Got in plastic boxes, how much should it cost? But at least it makes me feel the mitzvah is more beautiful. And every now and again to replace my little, you know, kippah every now and again, and replace the tzitzis every now and again. Replace the tefillin bags and the plastic holders to make it more beautiful, and make sure the candles for Shabbos are beautiful, the candles for Hanukkah are beautiful, the Esrog case, the Lulav case. I had those crazy flimsy plastic ones, and the other year I found the one that you could actually, you know, carry with the plastic, and you could wear it. How cool is it to actually wear it? I actually have to figure out where I put it for Sukkot. Hopefully I'll find where I put it. But you have it where you could carry it in the velvet pouch. You could carry your lulav in such a way, a beautiful way. Do what you can to beautify the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs in the right way, in the proper way, in a good way. Spend on the mitzvahs from the best that you can. Be more mahadrin in all types of mitzvahs. Get a little bit of a better cut of meat, a little bit of a better cut of chicken to beautify the mitzvah, to push what you can. Hillel and Shammai used to argue what they would do better for Shabbos to beautify the mitzvah. I'm going to find on Sunday and better for Monday, eat the one from Sunday. The other one say, I'll find better as it gets closer to Shabbos. Do what we can. Kisavo, when you come, you take of the fruit of the land, you take of the mitzvahs in your life, make sure you take it in a good way. Make sure you do it in a good way. Do what we can to beautify the life around us. Everything should be for the sake of God, should be the best and the most beautiful. And what simple ways to do that than in how we service Hashem and how we come to Hashem and do for Hashem. So yes, if you're going to speak Shiurim, get yourself a good mic, a simple way also. I could speak on the phone, but I really like to speak on the radio show on Monday nights for the 45 minutes, and at least the Parsha show, I really like to use the microphone, the Blue Yeti. It costs a little bit, but it allows me to speak in a more clear way, and I find it much more beautiful and crisp and clear to use a good microphone. Anyone who's a radio DJ, you know, here we are on Nachum Segal Network also, and of course they have great microphones and great technology because we want it to be great Jewish radio, great Jewish content in a crisp and clear way. You want to send out the material, make sure it's sent out in a crisp and clear manner. Use good technology for good reasons. You want to use mitzvahs, do it in a good manner and a good way. Find a good way to do so. Find the proper way to do so. Go about it in a way that we could beautify the mitzvahs, beautify the life, beautify the aspects, to make sure to be more mehudar in a different way. Not just the esrog and the lulav and the sukkah, but the Hanukkah menorah And your Seder plate, a beautiful Seder plate I save every year. I got this beautiful Seder plate, my wife and I, when we got married, and it's beautiful and has wood and it has metal, and I try to store it away and no one could touch it, no one could go near it because it's that beautiful. We save it just for Pesach, and it really is a beautiful Seder plate. These elements, these aspects, we could beautify the things. Found a nice challah cutting board also, not so expensive, but we personalize it also with our family name just to make Shabbos a little better, a little more beautiful. What we could do in our life to beautify the mitzvos as we think about Kisavo, when we come to this life, you come to the land, we should be Zocha, and we come to the next life, make sure to beautify the mitzvos in many different ways. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about a Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.